Welcome to Neon and Beyond, a weekly public affairs program produced by Lotus Broadcasting, raising awareness for issues in our community. We will also address the needs of local nonprofits in this entertaining half hour. And now, here is your host of the longest-running public affairs program in Southern Nevada, Steph McKenzie.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Neon and Beyond. I'm your host, Steph McKenzie. Of course, you know what we do? We get you up close and personal with some wonderful things going on in our community here in Las Vegas. In the next 15 minutes, something that I get to be involved with for the first time, and I'm really excited for all of us to learn this together because I'm going to learn right along with you listening this morning. So get your pen so you can take some notes and know how you can get involved. I'm joined with the beautiful, the one and only Jennifer Walsh, who is out and about. If you don't know her, I hope you get to know her a little bit more this morning. And this morning it is the Power in Purple campaign presented by Las Vegas Woman Magazine, which is something that's going to be going on for a few months. So good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Stephanie, and all of the listeners. We're really excited to be here.
I know. Thank you. I can't wait to find out more about everything. They asked me if I would help with this. I found out a little bit and I said yes. So you got to tell me more.
Well, you've been such an amazing supporter of the American Cancer Society, not just here, but in the other markets. And it really is wonderful to have you expand your relationship with us. So it really means a lot. The Power in Purple campaign is a really great opportunity for the women executives in our community to leverage their network and their reach to raise awareness and funds for the American Cancer Society. And these funds and awareness works for all cancers. It's not cancer specific.
So the Power in Purple, not cancer specific, how long has this been going on?
This is just our third year here in Las Vegas. It was dreamed up by one of the wonderful staff members here at the American Cancer Society in Las Vegas. It's my second year chairing the campaign, and it runs each spring. This year it'll be from March until June, and there's plenty of events for people to get involved in.
Absolutely. And why purple?
Purple because that is the color of cancer survivorship. Each cancer does have its own color for the ribbons, but purple is the color for all cancers and cancer survivorship.
See, that was the one thing that got me right away, because I was like, yes, if you haven't been touched by cancer, it's a awful, horrible disease. We all know that, but that runs the gamut throughout the body of different forms, and it doesn't matter what color, what age, any part of your body, it can affect. And they say, what, one in six of us know somebody?
One in three will be receive a cancer diagnosis in their lifetime. It's a staggering statistic. And so we look around the room today and several of us will receive a diagnosis. Mary herself has already been touched by a diagnosis.
Absolutely. You brought Mary in with us. And Mary Rendina, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having us this morning.
Not a stranger to Neon and Beyond, but thank you for coming in and the Power and Purpose. What is your passion and why are you involved?
Oh, I'm so blessed to be a part of this. Our daughter, Katie, who is now 31 years old, when she was 11 years old, was diagnosed with a lymphoblastic lymphoma and went through 2 years of horrific treatment. And the support that we got from organizations like the American Cancer Society was invaluable to us as a family. 2 weeks after my mom's diagnosis with gastric cancer, she passed away. And I also have several girlfriends who are battling different forms of cancer right now, including breast cancer. And they also are receiving some of the benefits of the American Cancer Society while going through their treatment as well.
And you're in the class of 2020 this year?
I am. I'm so excited. I got involved because last year when we did the Pink campaign for the gentleman, we had our CEO, Joel Jess from Camco, and kind of voluntold him that he would be involved in that. And he did such an amazing job. And he graciously accepted and he did a phenomenal job and we raised funds for him. So that's how I found out about the Power in Purple campaign, was the night of the party for him. So I said, okay, count me in. I want to do this too. So I want to go past his goal.
And when you're looking, Jennifer, at these women that are coming in and the women throughout the valley, what are the expectations?
So the expectations are definitely, we are a fundraising campaign. Funds are what fund all of the research, all of the resources that we provide to our community. But really, it's an awareness-raising campaign. I had quite a stark situation as I was talking to one of the ladies who were becoming part of the campaign, and she was relating to me. She had lost her mother in August to breast cancer, and I was describing to her some of the resources that are available here in our community and communities across the country from the American Cancer Society. And with a sob in her voice, she said, I had no idea those were available for me and my family. It would have made such a difference to my mother.
That and breaks my heart too, because that's one thing that we try and do here at Lotus Broadcasting, especially with Neon and Beyond. And those that are listening this morning, if God forbid it ever happens to you, if you are going through it on any type, the American Cancer Society is there for you. Can you give us some websites or resources?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It is there whether you are a caregiver and have a family member, whether you yourself are a survivor who are struggling with cancer, even if you are a medical provider and need to have resources for other types of treatment outside of your market, you have a patient who's having difficulty getting to and from care, the American Cancer Society provides rides to make sure patients can get there, room nights for people who have to travel to other markets to receive their medical care. There's an 800 number that anyone can call to receive all kinds of referrals to services. You can visit cancer.org to receive that information as well.
And I also want to say, too, that, you know, people listening automatically assume you have to be of low income or of a certain demographic, and you don't. This is for everyone. And
cancer,
I can't stress that
everyone.
Enough. I don't care where you are, what is going on, ask for the help, because it is there. And that's why myself, along with our next beautiful guest who we're going to get to in a minute, you know, along with Mary, we're trying to promote this.
And I'd love to give that 800 number, because it is such a great resource. No matter what it is you're looking for, that 800 number is 227-2345. And again, I can stress so strongly, even for medical providers, if your patients are dealing with some of those psychosocial aspects, this is a resource for you and your patients to receive help for some of those things that are outside of the medical scope.
All right, let's give that number again and keep it handy, because we have time.
We do. 800-227-2345. 45 or cancer.org.
All right, so let's know that. And our next beautiful guest joining us this morning, another amazing woman in our community doing great things for the Power in Purple, executive here at the one and only Lotus Broadcasting, executive sales. How are you this morning, Christine
Good.
Anderson?
Thank you for having us.
I really appreciate it. Christine, you've been involved with this organization for a while, doing great things. And this year, what are you looking forward to the most?
Well, for one, I'm looking forward to see how much money you're going to fundraise.
Big dollars on your fans out there.
For two, I love the organization. I love what the people that are involved are, some really amazing, amazing women in this community. But like these other ladies have said, everyone has been impacted by this disease. I myself lost a friend a month ago to breast cancer. I've lost other family members, and I have my best friend's husband right now is going through treatment, and they're going through American cancers, and they're using the organization in their city, and it's really helped them.
So, and where are they at?
Just in Minneapolis, because she's able to continue
nice to
working and going to work because he's getting through the RIDE program. So I just believe in the organization. I believe in what the whole mission is. And with these women that are involved in Power of Purple are very powerful women in this community who always give back. And I'm excited to see what the next step is and how these results go, because I think it's going to be very, very successful.
I am intimidated to be in this room, to tell you. I'm excited. Can I be like just helping?
You are helping. You know, this, like I said, spreading the word of the mission, this kind of a situation where you have the opportunity to talk about these resources is it unbelievably valuable, and certainly the fundraising is. We've really leveraged an amazing group of women for our class of 2020. Christine has been a part of this for, this is your second year being a part of the campaign.
Yep.
So it's really an amazing
thing.
That's
kudos to you, Christine.
Oh,
thank you for doing that.
And we're going to invite all of our listeners to follow Steph's journey and to donate on her fundraising page. So we'll
it's
be posting that on the
PowerandPurpleLV.com.
Yes. There you go. See, we're going to get that a lot. And if you have any questions too and you want to help, hint, it's steph@point97.com. you can email me as well. But I want to say a big reason why I got involved with this, and one things I like to do here is smash the barriers of what people always think is going on. And one thing we get is that, you know, you think of the American Cancer Society, you know, it's only breast cancer, but remember that all of us are involved, caregivers, people, everyone, no matter what happens. Nevada Childhood does a lot here in our community, you know. And and one of the other things that we really do at Lotus Broadcasting through our sports stations and our rock stations is really promote men's health And that is something that I think that we don't speak enough about, and we don't focus on that. And the American Cancer Society helps with that as well. And men become caregivers too. And mm-hmm. women are caregivers. I mean, we're all caregivers at the end of the day for some reason or another. But, you know, getting involved is really important. And I'd like everyone to just know that as well. It happens to everyone, right? Yeah,
it's important. It's not just women. Men aren't as affected as women.
Absolutely. And the statistics throughout the years just are amazing to me that, you know, we want to get rid of it forever and it still continues to be out there.
We're making a difference. There is a change in the statistics. Luckily, there is a positive direction. In the last 25 years, the research that the American Cancer Society has done is reduced cancer deaths by 27%.
Yay! That's amazing. That's awesome. Yeah.
And that's awesome. Not to mention the increased diagnosis. So people are getting earlier diagnosis, the improvement in the treatment plans. So people are able to remain much more active throughout their treatment. That's just one small statistic of the great impact that women such as you all in this room who are working for the fight against cancer and the impact that they are able to affect.
All right. We have a few more minutes, but we are talking this morning on Neon and Beyond, the Power in Purple. It's the Power in Purple campaign presented by Las Vegas Woman Magazine. And of course, thank you for coming along and finding out about this journey this morning. Events. Lots of great things that are going
we
on.
We have amazing things going on. So the first thing that I want to mention is I have made a pledge as the chair of the campaign this year that if anybody in our community sees me out without my Power in Purple pin on, I will donate to the woman's campaign of their choice. So all of your listeners out there, you see me, Jennifer Walsh, anywhere outside of my home and I don't have a pin, you can tell me to donate to Steph's campaign, to Mary's campaign, to Christine's campaign, whoever you would like to.
I like that.
That's awesome.
We got to think of something,
challenge.
Ladies. We got to step up our game.
Right? And, you know, it's so easy to get creative. I'm really excited for my campaign. I'm doing a Purple Rain trade show through work. And we've asked people that are participating, our vendors that are participating in the trade show, to make a donation. And all the proceeds over and above our cost to put on the trade show for those vendors and homeowner education is going to go back to my campaign. And we're doing a Purple Palooza with our sister company in California. So we're extending it beyond the borders of Nevada to raise money in California to bring back here as well. So I'm so excited about that.
That's amazing. That's
so
awesome.
So we need to step up all of our Lotus sister stations
game,
all over
in
other states. Christine, come on. We need more of it. So how can people listening this morning, you know, whether it be just donating to someone's campaign or if they want to get involved in a bigger picture, tell us some stuff.
So the first place to go would visit powerinpurplelv.com. That's the website that's really the clearinghouse for everything. We will be a part of the Relay for Life campaign in April. That's April 4th at the Rio Suites and Casino, and that's the Relay for Life presented by Penn Gaming and Caesars. It will be April 4th. It's a family-friendly affair, very much like a carnival. There'll be games to play, food to eat, things to do, entertainment, all kinds of things happening that day. Relay makes people think it might be a run. It's not. It's really more of a carnival kind of atmosphere. And that's April 4th at the Rio All Suites and Casino. There'll be more events that'll be announced. We will have an awards ceremony in July. That's TBD. But follow us on the website. Follow us on social and you'll be informed of all of the events that are going on and learn all the ways you can support your favorite Power in Purple woman here in Las Vegas.
We also want to thank Chianti Restaurant. We had a highly successful event Thursday evening for the ladies who launched.
It's
we want to
so
thank
beautiful.
Inga Davidson for her donation for the food for that event and thank everyone that participated. It was really great to see everyone.
It was awesome.
It was an amazing event, a beautiful venue. If you haven't been to Chianti Restaurant, you have to go. The food was so good.
Loved it.
It was it was my first time there. And
mine too.
Going back. It was so awesome.
It's a beautiful, bejeweled restaurant. It is amazing. The atmosphere, the food. We can't thank Inga enough for everything that she's done. She really gave us a great, great event. But it's a great restaurant here in town, just off Durango and Flamingo. Find your way over there when you're hungry. It's amazing food.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming in this morning. If you don't know about this, Power in Purple campaign presented by Las Vegas Woman, Jennifer Walsh in here this morning, taking the reins and making us do stuff. Of course, Mary Rendina, thank you for coming in.
Thank
you for your passion. And thank you, Christine Anderson from Lotus Broadcasting, for coming in this morning.
And thank you, Steph, for being a part of this campaign.
I'm excited.
All of you listeners, get behind her.
I'm very competitive. Come on. I look at that every day to see what my ranking is.
Don't you worry. I'm magical. I'll come from behind. Right, Christine?
Check our website. We're going to have Steph's information up on 0.97.com, and you can make donations through her page as well. So we'll have more information to come on her campaign as well.
And it's powerinpurplelv.com?
That's right.
And you have that 800 number one more time for everyone?
That 800 number.
If you this morning are affected by cancer and are looking for resources or think that there's nowhere to turn, there is a place to turn. And that really is the biggest message I hope everyone takes from this morning. Call this number.
800-227-2345. And this is also a referral source. We use this as a clearinghouse for all of the different partner agencies. You mentioned the Nevada Childhood Cancer Center, which is a close partnership of ours. Any of the other resources, even some of the social services, this is a clearinghouse for helping people who are undergoing cancer care, whose families are, who's are looking for treatment alternatives, for them to go to receive this information. Cancer.org or 800-227-2345.
Thank you, ladies. Lots of love.
Thanks for having us.
Lots of good stuff coming up. Go to the website and hang tight. This is Neon and Beyond. Coming up in the next 15 minutes, another great organization, another great thing going on that I know you're going to be excited about as well. Hang tight.
Thank you, Steph.
My next guest, very important in this city. Lots of good things going on with the organization. And I want to start off by saying, we always say, see something, say something. And that's a big part of this next organization that we're going to talk about, SafeNest, this morning. And good morning, Janice. Thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate this. You guys have a really cool program that you've been doing with Metro. And we're going to get to those statistics and how domestic violence affects all of us. And as a community, we need to work together. But tell us about SafeNest. Obviously, a little domestic violence there. We alluded to that. Tell us how long you guys have been here and what your organization is doing.
Absolutely. So SafeNest is Nevada's largest and most comprehensive domestic violence agency. We have been doing this work in the community for 42 years.
Wow.
A long time. And so in addition to the domestic violence shelter, that is what we are really known for, we have the domestic violence first responder program, which I will go into detail about a little later. We have counseling for the individual victim. We have support groups. We even help the abusers in the situation. And we have offices here in Las Vegas, Mesquite, and Boulder City.
And if you're wondering, Janice Jones-Torrance is the Vice President of Crisis Service. So she's got a little bit of knowledge behind the things that she's going to share with us this morning. First and foremost, let's get to those that might be listening or those that might think that someone is in crisis. Do you have a website or a phone number that we can give people right off the bat?
Absolutely. So my advocates are available 24/7 at 702-646-4981. That is our crisis hotline. You can call if you just need a voice to, an ear, on the other line, someone to just listen. You can call if you have an emergency temporary protection order. You can call if you need information on other resources in the community. If you would like to just access our website for information, that's over at www.safeness.org. And we are even available on that hotline number with text and chat if you are not so inclined to talk to someone right now. We don't want to miss anyone. 1 in 4 women, 1 in 7 men will be affected by domestic violence at some time in their lifetime, and that's way too many.
Well, I'm glad you said that too, because that's something we always say when we hit on this topic. It's not just women, it's women, kids, and men. That number one more time.
702-646-4981.
And that's text or you can call, guys. That's pretty important.
Yes.
So that's why I wanted to get that out right away for people that were listening. It might hit home to some that are listening. And don't be embarrassed or ashamed. SafeNess has been around for a long time, not a stranger to Neon and Beyond. So again, thank you for coming in. But let's talk about this program and how you guys have teamed up with Metro. You know, we love supporting our cops and doing great things. And yes. I know Metro's working hard with all of our charities and trying to do as much as they can all the time.
Absolutely. And we are so proud of this program, Project Safe 417, PS 417 for short. 417 is the law enforcement code for domestic violence. And so Las Vegas, we are known for a lot of things, city of entertainment, city of lights. Unfortunately, you guys, one of the things that we are also well known for is we are always in the top five for domestic violence in this country.
Top five.
It happens.
Top five.
Yes, it happens way too often. Way too often.
Wait, can you tell me, first of all, this is a question that I've gotten before from people. What is domestic violence? Is it just if someone hits you?
No, absolutely not. So, of course, we all hear about the hitting. We all know about black eyes. But what about emotional abuse, right? Someone that is constantly putting you down. Someone that is trying to control you, that is possessive and that is jealous. Someone that might obsessively check your text messages. Someone that is controlling your money. Someone that may exploit you in other ways, sexually or online. Sexual violence and domestic violence intersect a lot. We see that here in Las Vegas. And I always tell people, if you are ever in a relationship and you start to question, why am I having more bad times than good times? If you are starting to question, is this the healthiest place for me? Give us a call. We will help you sort through some of this. We have a safety assessment tool that we can help a potential victim or anyone sort through their relationship or any type of, intimate relationship.
And I want to give that number again because it's a 24-hour hotline and you can text as well. Because I know sometimes right away people are embarrassed.
They are.
They're ashamed. They're scared.
Yes.
And that's human nature. And,
it is.
And I can tell you from the bottom of my heart, I understand. But I want you to know you're not alone and I'm sure you are the same.
Thank you for that. I was going to say that you are not alone.
702-646-4981.
Yes, and domestic violence does not discriminate from students to the very affluent to working class to poor folk. It does not discriminate from every race, every nationality, every religion. We already talked about gender, queer community, straight community. It does not discriminate.
Absolutely.
We see every walk of life within our agency.
How many calls do you know this that Metro gets a month or a year on a domestic violence?
With Metro, I've heard, I can't quote it specifically. Let me see, check my notes here. I know we get over 15,000.
A month?
Or a year.
15,000 calls
year.
To the hotline
to
a
the
year.
To the hotline a
I
year.
I can only imagine what Metro gets.
Exactly.
So you've teamed up with them to do what? What is the purpose of
all
this?
Right.
And it's been 2 years?
It's been 2 years. It's been 2 years. And the reason that we're here is because we are actually expanding the program. So since December 2017, we have been in this program with Metro officers where domestic violence first responders are going out and teaming up with Metro to serve survivors in their homes, in hospitals, in their workplaces, wherever the traumatic event is happening. And what that does is it gives victims an outlet that's not in a uniform. It's a community-based advocate, and it's someone that they can talk to without, you know, they don't have to see us again if they don't want to, but we have those community resources. We have access to resources, and we are also a quick access to shelter or cell phone or any other, resource or anything that they need in that moment.
So you've expanded this with Metro.
And we have expanded this with Metro. So initially, when we started, we were only in one area command. And that was the Northwest Area Command. And so, shout out to Lieutenant Hatchett and Sasha Larkin. She's a captain. They saw that there were 6 homicides in that area command during that time around 2017. And they said, you know what? This is just way too much. Yeah. And so they contacted our CEO, Liz Ortenberger, and said, SafeNess, we need you. What can we do? This was the brainchild. After our first year, the reduction went down to 1 homicide. That is a reduction of 92%.
Wow.
And so we have seen that this program not only has, it's promising, but what can we do to build upon it, you know, what's working, what's not working. And so we, you know, ramped up our volunteer pool, right? We made sure that our training was the very best training and top of the line, and that it was fitting national practices. And so we moved from there. We moved from one area command, we added two more. And that was just for the last year. We've only been in three area commands. And as of this week, we have expanded to 10 area commands.
Wow.
All of Las Vegas, right?
Thank you, Metro.
Thank you.
You know, really, I mean, not that you guys don't do great work. You're there. We know this. But for Metro to take on something like this, they already have a lot going on in our city.
Absolutely.
And they see that. And that's something that we need to let people know that, and they're trying too.
We are a community-based nonprofit advocacy group. And of course, we have representation in courts in the DA's office. But at the end of the day, we're not officers. We're not systems. And we have privilege. And they recognize that. They say, you know what? A community-based advocate has a different approach than we do, than even a systems-based advocate does. It's not right, wrong, or indifferent, but it's an additional layer that we can provide. And if it helps with recidivism, if it's going to help reduce homicides, if it's going to reduce those calls that are coming in, why can't we try this? And after we saw the success, after, you know, we saw, again, that those calls were going down, after we've provided over 700 calls with this program, you know, the sheriff decided to expand it throughout all of the city. And I do think that it's courageous. I think that it's bold. And it says a lot about Metro Police Department's commitment.
When we have Metro in here, too, they say that's probably one of the scariest calls they ever get.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you have no idea what's going to happen. If there's a robbery, if there's an accident, there's an accident. But, you know, if there's a domestic violence, you have no idea.
You have no idea. One of my first memories was when there was an officer involved shooting with a domestic violence incident. And this was over a decade ago. And I think it was when I was first getting involved in this work. I've been involved in this work 12 years in the anti-violence movement. And I remember that. And it was, for me, it was galvanizing, because it's like, these officers, they put on the uniform and they're putting themselves on the line and their lives on the line every single day. And when I got involved in advocacy, it's a different type of work. But when you get to work alongside the officer, when I realized, no, my risk isn't what this officer's risk is, but I'm helping in my own way, because guess what? It's reducing the calls, right?
Yeah.
It's reducing homicide rates. I'm hoping that what it does is it helps to hold people accountable. And what it does as far as Las Vegas is it shows that we have a coordinated response to domestic violence.
Together. All of us.
Together. It's not some siloed system where, okay, Metro is doing something over here, you know, SafeNess is doing something over here, you know, and all of these things. No, we're working side by side. Again, our advocates are in the court as well. You know, we are providing batterers treatment over at our admin office. So we're here through the entire process.
For Metro to go deeper than that, that's pretty impressive. I love that.
It's very impressive.
I'm so glad we got you guys in to talk about this today.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, they have put you know, not necessarily the money where the mouth is, but I mean, there, it's written into the PIO. You know, there is video and training behind it. And it is something that, when you have captains and lieutenants that are reinforcing it, and they are, you know, driving this down all throughout every precinct, I think it's something that is going to catch on like wildfire.
And you went from 1, 3 to 10 command areas. That is awesome. So kudos to you guys.
Yes, yes.
And for those that are listening, again, I want to make sure you know there is a 24-hour hotline. You can text or call at any time at 702-646-4981. That is our 24-hour hotline, available all the time. But real quick, we have a few more minutes. Tell us how you can get involved if you want to volunteer or help out SafeNess.
Absolutely. If you want to get involved, please see our website, safeness.org. On our website is information on how to volunteer, how to get involved. We hold trainings very, very frequently, and we would love to have you a part of this team. We could not do this work without our volunteers. I want to thank Metro, from the sheriff to the undersheriff, you know, Captain Larkin, Lieutenant Hatchett, for believing in this program, for pushing this program, and for seeing it through. You are serving this community and survivors of violence, I think, in ways that we don't even see. At this point. And just, again, after 2 years, to see a reduction in homicides, I think it is very encouraging for the future. And for me, it is an honor and a privilege to be in this role, to be able to lead a team of advocates who are doing this work.
Thank you so much for the work that you're doing here in Las Vegas.
You are
the
very
beautiful
welcome.
Janice Jones Torres.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're
beautiful.
Very welcome.
Vice President of Crisis Service for Safeness. So there you go. You can get to know Safeness. That hotline again is 702-646-4981. Have a beautiful day.
You too. Thanks, Las Vegas. See something, say something.
Yep. There you go. This has been Neon and Beyond. Thank you for taking the time. You are up close and personal with things going on here in our wonderful community in Las Vegas. If you have any questions, at steph@point97.com. Until we meet again, put a big smile on your face. You never know whose life you'll change.
If you would like to contact us with any comments, program ideas, or would like to raise awareness for your nonprofit organization or event, email Melissa Meyer at melissa@lvradio.com. Neon and Beyond is a public service of Lotus Broadcasting in Las Vegas, Nevada.